Hey church, this is Paul, one of your pastors. Welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. Today I'm joined by another one of our pastors who also is my dad, Moses. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you. And over the next few minutes, we're going to talk about money. And particularly, talking about the church's budget. We're going to try to stay out of the nitty-gritty details. I will put a plug in now. We are going to be meeting on November 6th, Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to get into those details. But since we're going to be printing and sharing the elders' recommended budget with the church this Sunday, October 23rd, and voting and talking about it on November 6th and voting on it in December, we thought this was a good opportunity to chat about our budget. And who else better to chat about it than with the elder who led us through that process or has been leading us through that process so far? So let's start with a simple question. What is a church budget?
Well, to put it simply, it is a ministry investment plan. It's what we as a church plan prayerfully to invest in our ministries as a local body of believers. This is where we want to put our resources and what we plan to do with them.
Yeah, that's great. So it is an investment. We are not like a company making a budget that has to spend all this money towards the end of the year and get it all out. This is what we are trying to invest in.
Correct.
That language of investment seems to be important. Why should we think about the budget as a kind of investment?
Because it's how we glorify God by stewarding the resources that He gave us. He gives us resources to use, and we glorify Him by using them well. To advance His kingdom. So it's an investment into an eternal reward.
Okay, so it's something that we understand that we are not just paying staff, maintaining a church building. No, we're investing into ministries and people who are going to be seeking to give greater glory to God through the money that we're spending. So we're not just hitting our quota, so to speak. We're investing for eternal reward.
Right.
So as we think about a church budget as an investment, something that we are prayerfully planning and using the resources that God has provided for us to advance His kingdom, what verses kind of shape our understanding of a church budget that reflects that way?
There are so many verses in the Bible to talk about money. You can't really go 7 verses of what Jesus says, of His words, without reading something about money, or finances, or stewarding. First, we need to understand that God owns everything. So Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and fullness thereof, and the world and those who dwell therein, for He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers." Secondly, like I said, there's a lot of verses that do talk about money, our handling of money, being content in all circumstances, Philippians 4, serving two masters in Matthew 6. Luke 12 reminds us that where our treasure is, there our heart is. Luke 16 warns us that those who cannot be trusted with unrighteous wealth cannot be entrusted with true riches. But also it's about being good stewards and trying to plan out the year as best we can. Luke 14:28 tells us, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" So really it's about counting the cost. It's about properly planning for what we feel God is leading us to invest in the next year.
That's helpful. As we invest in that, right, we are hoping, planning to be a place in which our people can faithfully steward their resources, right? That they are...
Exactly.
God, we understand, has given each of us certain resources. As you said in Psalm 24, the Lord owns all of it. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Yeah, so none of these resources are things that we're giving to God to earn things back from Him, but we're stewarding what He has given to us. So that's a little bit church. As we've thought about kind of big picture budget, let's think a little bit about kind of the budget process. So here we are as elders. We're recommending the budget here coming October 23rd and then talking about it November 6th. How have we gotten to this point? Can you just walk us through what that process has looked like?
Sure. The process has actually been streamlined pretty straightforward. we start sometime around the end of August, start looking at the and talking to those stake owners of those who would have different ministries or different places in that they would need budget money for, like youth or like nursery or music, things like that. And we kind of see where they've been spending, what their plans are, what they're thinking of for the next year. And then as a stewardship team, we kind of just get together and as elders, we set the priorities, right? Mm-hmm. So every year we set our priorities for what we were looking for the next year. This list of priorities then is given to the stewardship team, who takes that and starts to shape the budget to meet those priorities. And again, according to basically how we've been, what our trends are, mm-hmm. where we're going, what we're looking for. And then that's just a couple month process. We kind of talk about it each month. September and October, we look at it again and come up with a package to submit to the elders, is recommended to the elders that this is where we think we should be. Mm-hmm. Then the elders look at it and approve it, and then as elders we recommend it to the church. And so we have a time of question and answer. First we print it, let them look at it for a couple weeks, mm-hmm. have a time of question and answer where we just go over it, give anybody opportunity to ask questions about what's in it, what's going on, why are we doing this, why are we doing that. Mm-hmm. And then if we need to make corrections, we have some time to do that. And in December, the meeting is in December, I think the first Sunday, where we then vote as a church on the budget or the ministry investment plan for the following year. That's pretty much the process.
That's really helpful. Yeah. As you're thinking about that process, how is it that we come to a number, right? You talked about it just to kind of maybe highlight that. I think that's probably one of the more important parts, how we kind of come to the number that we're setting our aim and saying, okay, this is what we're aiming to, we think what we're going to get in and what we're then going to spend here coming in just say 2023. So how do we get to that number?
Sure. Basically by looking at the trends, looking at what we've received on average over the last 3 years, 5 years, how are we trending? Are we trending up? Are we trending down?
Yeah. So just take this year, for example, church, I think we're sitting at about 2%. Or so increase.
3% increase, yeah.
Of what we've seen in giving so far this year than what we had anticipated or expected. And so as we talked about that as elders, we were super encouraged, praising God for his provision. And then we said, okay, can we expect that? Is that reasonable to consider that there's going to be more growth, to expect that there's more growth? And so, yeah, that's going into that number. Sometimes a couple years ago, we had to look at it and say, okay, we have to cut because there's things that are, yeah, as much as we want to hope and pray that things will turn around, it's clear the numbers were going down. So, yeah, just examining, that's really helpful.
Yeah, so it's all a plan, but we always have to be good stewards. Mm-hmm. So we have to monitor that throughout the year to make sure that stay on plan.
That's right. Well, you talked about kind of one of the most important parts is setting priorities. What are the priorities with our 2023 budget?
We wanted to, one of our top priorities was to increase our mission support. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be able to stretch in that area as far as being able to support ministries and missions outside of this church. Another priority is we really need to take care of this building that God has given us. Mm-hmm. So we need to spend money to care and keep this building up. And what we've needed is a staff position that can do that. Mm-hmm. So one of our priorities is hiring a building maintenance supervisor that can oversee what's going on in this building. Also, we talked about different ways that we utilize the tools that we have in order to be able to better shepherd our people. And some of those is tools that we use to track and to schedule services and to do small groups. We also want to make sure that we are continually paying our staff well, because we're told that we should not muzzle the ox, right? Mm-hmm. That a worker is deserving of his wages. Mm-hmm. So yes, that is one of the biggest costs in the budget in the ministry, but I think that's also well money well spent when you have people in place that can lead well, that can minister well, that can shepherd God's people well. So that's something that is a priority and will always be a priority for us. We also want to be able to train our people through discipleship. And one of our biggest priorities as elders for this is discipleship. And we want to teach and grow the flock and being able to disciple one another. And one way we do that is through material that we hand out. So we need to increase that to be able to get more material, books and stuff, to be able to disciple our people and teach them how to disciple. So those are some of the things that we were looking at.
That's really helpful. Yeah, so thinking about that, just to kind of maybe tie a bow around it in some senses, we are prioritizing, right, the mission that God has given us to make disciples of all the nations. But then also we're people-oriented in our mission, right? And so kind of highlighting all of the things that you said are not necessarily have things that have to do with programs, but things that are having to do with people. So a place to meet, right? Mm-hmm. A place to worship, that's significant. God has given that and we need to take care of it. But why we high prioritize paying staff is because we think it's people that we're trying to care for. Well, thinking then kind of in the end, right, what is the goal when it comes to our budget? What is our aim as we make this budget and step forward into 2023?
Well, our aim always is to grow the church in faithfulness, is to grow their faith, to grow their trust in the Lord, stretching their faith and giving toward the ministry.
Yeah, our aim, brothers and sisters, is as elders, is to be able to our heart and our goal is to see all of us be faithful. So we don't have, if we exceed our budget as we seem to be doing this year, that's wonderful. But our aim is that we're being faithful. If we're not going to hit our budget, but we're being faithful givers, well, that is our joy and our delight. So our aim in all of this, our end goal of our church budget, is to see people be faithful. Yeah. Well, as we think about then kind of moving forward in our budget process, how can people be praying as we reach this portion of our budget process?
We can pray for the church to be faithful and to grow in faithfulness. We can pray that God would continue to bless this body, continue to provide as he has so richly provided, especially this year.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so church, we'd encourage you to keep praying and to pray for us and to pray over as you read through the budget. Yeah, consider budget lines and pray for those lines. Pray for the people we're paying. Pray for the ministries we're supporting. Pray for the mission partners that we have. Pray for our building and for God to care for it and help us care for it well. Well, as we conclude, let me just give kind of two final encouragements, church. First, talking about the budget can be difficult. It's awkward. Money often draws out the worst in us in some senses. And so we'd encourage you, to love people more than you love a perfect budget. Yeah, we're working hard to present a budget that we think is faithful and a good investment, but our heart more than anything is to love people. And so let me just encourage you to do that, to give your heart towards loving others, and particularly in how you think about and talk about the budget to others. Let us be driven not by a love for a perfect budget, but a love for people who are being perfected in Christ. And let me also just remind us, friends, that secondly, we give not to reach our budget for the year. Your goal is not to give so that we hit the particular number, whatever it is, 249,000 is what we're aiming for next year. But that's not our aim, is to give for our budget that year, but to give for the reward, for the good that it brings the giver, and for the glory that it brings God. For God loves a cheerful giver, the St. Corinthians 9 tells us. So a growing budget that seemingly we have this year is not a signal to slow down and say, oh, we've reached it, we're comfortable, we're good, but to give, not to hit a number, but to glorify God. So press on, church, keep on going, and praise God for the faithfulness that he's worked in us this year. Thanks, Dad, for your work, and looking forward to seeing how the Lord will use 2020.